Today is Equal Pay Day and what that means. You know, for days we've been focused on the U.S. banking system. Are more banks in trouble? Inflation ticked down again for the 8th month in a row. Target is set to close several stores. We'll share where. Meta will be laying off thousands more employees, and the number is huge. Chipotle is adding a new offering worldwide. We've got the Wall Street Report, and please do not bring a gift to the wedding. For the interview, a deep dive into the world of public hospitals with Dr. Anthony Coleman. He's the president and CEO of Broadlawns Medical Center. What he says is true across the country. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you are along for the ride again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, we've reported on this a number of times over the past several weeks. Forgive us for being so onto this story, but it's so critical for so many Americans. Today, we're talking about what has been dubbed Equal Pay Day. This is the day when we measure how many months into the new year a woman has to work for her earnings to catch up with what a man made in the prior year. This year, Equal Pay Day falls on March 14. That means the average full-time working woman has to work about 2.5 months more than the average man just to bring in what he earned last year. All that is based on the most recent estimates of the gender pay gap from the Census Bureau, which was 84 cents among full-time, year-round workers. When part-time, seasonal, and gig workers are also counted, the gap grows even wider, and the time to catch up gets much longer. The good news is the time that it takes to reach equal pay day has gotten shorter, but very slowly. CNN is reporting that Equal Pay Day, inaugurated back in 1996 by the National Committee on Pay Equality, now arrives about a month earlier than it used to. Back in 2005, for instance, Equal Pay Day was April 19. Now, the bad news is that Equal Pay Day is still a thing this year, since pay equity remains a long way off. The actual marking of Equal Pay Day in March for women overall is largely symbolic, in part because the date varies widely by race and ethnicity, occupation, geography, age, and other issues. Ready for some shocking numbers? Equal Pay Day this year, relative to the average earnings of a white man, will come on April 5th for women who are Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders. It'll be July 27 for black women, October 5 for Latina women, and get this, on November 30 of this year, that's the equal pay day for Native and Indigenous women. What this means is that over time, many women cannot build any wealth, and that has an impact on a host of things, from housing to health. We can and should do better. Before Friday of last week, I'll bet you didn't think much about banking. Sure, you might go there from time to time, chat it up with the staff, or do the drive-up, but bank failures were not top of mind. Well, they are now. All of a sudden, we're seeing stories about banks that are in trouble, that are being downgraded, and are downright risky. CNN is reporting that Moody's Investor Services cut its outlook for the entire U.S. banking sector and placed 6 U.S. banks on review for potential credit rating downgrades. Now, the credit ratings firm said it expects more banks will come under pressure after recent failures, particularly those with large hoards of uninsured deposits and long-term treasury bonds that have crumpled in value. Moody's says it expects pressure on the banking sector to persist as the Fed continues to hike interest rates to combat inflation. The credit ratings firm downgraded Signature Bank deep into junk territory following that bank's failure. Ratings downgrades can make it more expensive for companies to borrow money. Moody's warned it could similarly downgrade First Republic Bank, Zions, Western Alliance, Comerica, UMB Financial, and Intrust Financial. Stay tuned. The Consumer Price Index is out and shows that inflation continues to tick down slightly, making this the eighth month in a row that prices have come off historically high rates. CPI measures 6% for the year that ended in February, down from January's 6.4%. Digging deeper into the report, we find that housing or shelter costs accounted for 70% of the gain. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, costs for shelter rose by 0.8% for the month and 8.1% year over year. CNN is reporting that food prices continued to cool. Overall, food prices were up 9.5% for the 12 months ending in February, representing the lowest annual rate for the category since April. Prices for food at home, like grocery purchases, were up 10.2% in February, and that is the lowest since March of last year. When stripping out volatile energy and food prices, core CPI grew 0.5% on a monthly basis and 5.5% year over year. Some of the categories with notable monthly declines included eggs, down 6.7%, used vehicles, down 2.8%, utility gas service down 8%, and fuel oil down 7.9%. Now, the big decision, in light of bank failures and another month of inflation taming, what will the Fed do? The markets reacted positively to the Consumer Price Index report, and the Dow snapped a five-day losing streak. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. Target, the Minneapolis store some folks love to shop, has announced several store closings. A small format store in Minneapolis is scheduled to close on May 13. So is a store in Philadelphia, due mostly to performance issues, and two Washington, D.C. metro stores are also closing. Those four stores are the only closures stated for this year, says the company. Meanwhile, Target said it would open roughly 20 stores in a variety of sizes this year. In addition, 175 existing Target stores are getting a refresh. This includes partial and full remodels and will have some additions, such as Ulta Beauty or Apple Store in-store experiences. Facebook parent company Meta has announced another round of job cuts, and the number is not small. The Associated Press is reporting that Meta is slashing another 10,000 jobs and will not fill 5,000 open positions as the social media pioneer cuts costs. The company said it will reduce the size of its recruiting team and make further cuts in its tech groups in late April and then its business groups in late May. Back in February, Meta posted lower fourth-quarter profit and revenue earnings hurt by a downturn in the online advertising market and competition from rivals such as TikTok. The company announced 11,000 job cuts back in November of last year. So now one does have to wonder how stable the platform will be when the company is slashing over 20,000 jobs and not filling another 5,000. Chipotle customers can now customize their tacos, burritos, salads, and quesadillas with a new protein option. KSEE out of Fresno, California, is reporting that it's adding Chicken El Pastor to its menus worldwide for a limited time. The debut of Chicken El Pastor marks the first time Chipotle launched a new menu innovation globally, says a news release. Well, right away, we had to go look up, what the heck is Chicken El Pastor? Well, we didn't know what it was, and so here you go. It is chicken. It's a good start anyway. We got that. Which is marinated in a blend of dobro, morata peppers, and a elote with a splash of pineapple. Now, we have absolutely no idea what those peppers and all that other stuff is. We do know what pineapple and chicken is, though. The chicken is then chopped after cooking and finished with a touch of lime and fresh cilantro. We're still not sure what all of that is, but if it tastes anything like the photos that came with the news release, count us in. Investors took the Consumer Price Index report and ran with it. The Dow came off session highs but still closed up by 366 points to end a five-day losing streak and settle at 32,155. The NASDAQ picked up 239 points to close at 11,428, and the S&P 500 added 64 points to end the trade at 3920. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude continued to slide by over $3.30 to $71.48 a barrel. We keep looking for the gasoline prices to start going down, but so far in this part of the country, still sort of stuck at $3.19 a gallon. Well, the economy has some folks who are getting married telling guests not to bring a gift. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that once a social taboo of not bringing a gift to a wedding is now more commonplace. Party planners and hosts say that layoffs, inflation, and otherwise shaky economies mean that they're skipping registries and telling friends and family not to bring gifts. And there is data to back all this up. Evite reports an 18% year-over-year uptick in event invites, specifically saying no presents should be brought. It's a solid tactic to ensure invitees actually show up, too. A recent journal survey found that about a third of respondents say they're more likely to forego an event this year so they can avoid buying a gift. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about healthcare and public hospitals, from how zip codes can determine health status to proper funding to workforce issues, and some visioning about meeting people where they are rather than wait for them to show up. Dr. Anthony Coleman is with me, and it is really some eye-opening facts for public hospitals, no matter where you are at. So let's go.